This is Shir 47 in our series on Avodas HaBetachon. Tonight, we initiate a foundational evaluation into the profound, mechanical, and hashkafic relationship between Betachon and Tefillah. Based on our extensive alignment with the Chazon Ish and many Rishonim, a Jew operates with an ironclad internal knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always executes the absolute best possible path for an individual. This is encapsulated by the ultimate formula of everything the merciful one does is for the good. Hashem possesses absolute perfect knowledge of what is structurally necessary for our spiritual rectification, matching exact awareness of our past missteps and our contemporary struggles. If this is the case, we face a jarring immense paradox. The question of need. If Hashem has already perfectly calibrated reality to grant us exactly what is best for us, how can it be proper for a human being to step forward and explicitly pray daven for items that they perceive to be lacking in their lives? The question of change. How can human tefillah logically alter or manipulate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for you if his original decree was already the most optimal expression of divine goodness? Furthermore, doesn't Hashem already know exactly what a person is lacking without them needing to verbalize it? To approach an answer, we must first analyze the supreme spiritual weight of tefillah. Chazal structurally classify tefillah as avodah shebelev, the service of the heart. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Beis Amud Aleph 2a, leverages the explicit verse in Shema, "Ula'avdei l'chol levavchem," and to serve him with all your heart, uncovering that this spiritual service is the literal definition of tefillah. Every single word inside our tefillah possesses an astronomical level of kedusha and a hyper-precise meaning. The original templates of tefillah were instituted by our holy avos, and the formal text was made by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah through Ruach HaKodesh. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner details in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah wove multi-layered secrets of supernal worlds into the linear structure of the prayers. Even the magnificent Kabbalistic intentions subsequently unraveled by the Arizal represent merely a drop in a vast ocean compared to the true deep purpose built into the text. Here, however, we confront a secondary paradox. This highly elevated cosmic instrument is dynamically designated by the Torah to request low, fleeting, and physical needs, such as parnasa, physical bodily health, a house, a job, etc. The parable is striking. It is like comparable to an individual who needs to bang a simple iron nail into a wall, and instead of using an ordinary tool, goes out and purchases a massive hammer made out of pure solid gold to execute his task. Why would Chazal construct a sublime Kabbalistic device merely to manipulate physical comfort in a world that is not our ultimate purpose, given that our true tachlis, our true purpose, is reserved for Olam Haba? The resolution to this whole system of tefillah is unraveled by the great Mabit, Rav Moshe ben Yosef de Tirani, inside his classical work of Sefer Beis HaLakim in Perek Beis, in Shar Tefillah. The Mabit delivers a monumental paradigm-shifting rule. The ultimate objective and purpose of tefillah is fundamentally not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant or answer your physical requests. Rather, tefillah was engineered to serve as a profound training ground for your internal betachon. The true purpose of davening is to systematically force a human being to realize, internalize, and experience that they are entirely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single breath of their existence. It trains your mind to see that there is absolutely no power or will in nature capable of delivering your salvation or filling your lacks besides the direct hand of the Creator. So basically, physical lack makes you have tefillah, which makes you have the internal realization of absolute dependence, which equals the true tachlis. The Mabit explains the mechanics of the result, the side effect. When an individual achieves this deep realization of dependence through their tefillah, then that internal alignment automatically triggers the schar, the reward of the mitzvah, causing the physical yeshua, the salvation, to manifest down in the real world. The core distinction. However, the real world relief is a secondary side effect. It is not the purpose, not the tachlis of the tefillah. If a person knew with total clarity from the outset that Hashem would choose not to answer or grant his physical request, He was still diving with exact same passion and intensity. His prayer would remain entirely unaffected because his goal is the connection, not the physical output. Conversely, if an unrefined person views tefillah strictly as a secular means to a material end, the moment they perceive that their requests are going unanswered, they will lazily abandon prayer altogether, exposing their lack of faith. This foundational insight from the Ma'abid perfectly unknots a common real world question. Why are we commanded to continuously repeat the exact same request over and over again inside our daily tefillah? If you approach a human being, a friend, or a human leader to request a financial favor, for example, and you aggressively repeat the exact same demand day after day, your constant badgering will naturally make them highly upset, annoyed, and resentful. In our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rule is entirely inverted. We repeat our request 3 times a day, every day of our lives, because the essence of the exercise is to continuously hammer the realization of our absolute dependence into our subconscious. Every single repetition is a fresh spiritual success that expands the soul's capacity for trust. The unified definition of our avodah: the ultimate target of tefillah is the tefillah itself. Developing the unyielding, heartfelt feeling that we are entirely reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physical fulfillment of what we lack is merely a side reward of that elevated alignment. We do not use the golden hammer of prayer to serve our material life. We use our material lacks as a customized vehicle to force us to pick up the golden hammer and connect to our Father. Have a wonderful evening.